And now,
Capital 263.
I'm not a slut.
I just love.
You're definitely not a slut.
Yeah, I'm not a slut.
Trash girl.
I was about to say, you're definitely not a slut. Then I was going to say something that was going to make you mad at me for the whole week. Do you want to hear it anyway?
I want to hear it.
I'm not going to say it because last time I got in trouble. Anyway, I think, you know, today we're
going to... Free to say it?
Free to do it. Mm-hmm. Not in the WhatsApp group, bruh. People have been leaving and departing that group like no man's business. All right.
Anyways, so does.
Hey, bruh. So today, okay, right now we're currently recording during the happening of the carnival, right?
Yeah.
And the Samba ladies just passed by. I am convinced Zimbabweans like all types of Brazilians except one.
Which is?
They like the Samba boys, which are the guys who play soccer.
Yeah.
They like the Samba girls, which are the girls who are supposed to be dancing.
Uh-huh.
But that Brazilian to take off hair off your chaco-chaco, I don't think they like that one.
Actually, you'd be surprised. You would be very, very surprised.
Zero, Sha. Zero.
Imagine if when guys got shaved, like, yo, you got a Brazilian.
I'm actually convinced that you actually could. Because can you not get a Brazilian down under as a guy?
As in, on our
channel.
Abra, listen. No. We have our methods.
Yeah.
Right? But anyway, welcome to the show. It's 99. The other guys are figuring out life in 30 or so minutes, hopefully.
that never works out.
It never works out, right? But then at least we've got an honorary noogie. I don't really know his first name.
His
church name.
Wow.
The thing is, it's part of his first name, so I don't know what you're saying.
Let me guess. Your first name is Ndabe Zintle. Come on, shout out.
Well done. There well done.
Koza.
You probably. Right. Oh, you knew it. You knew it.
I actually did it. Yeah, so fine. We've got him. So what's up, Mona Lisa? How are you doing? It's been like forever.
Mona?
Ma?
What is he?
Oh, hey, what's up? How are you doing?
Yeah, I love your hair.
Thank you.
Is it on purpose that it looks like you just came from a swimming pool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. It is.
Exactly. Why can't she be cool like that? Summer ready, Baba.
Hey.
Summer.
Hey, listen. We'll make the streets go crazy out there. How are you doing?
I'm good, fam. Uh-huh. I'm great, actually. The week's been awesome.
Mm, why?
I don't know. Like, God is just being awesome.
God is being awesome.
Yes.
You're talking to a man of God.
Yes. We're all men of children. I mean...
Okay. Let's rewind.
Nah, not
today. Yeah.
Democracy, okay.
Just so you know, like, we're just watching the... Before we get into about a week ago, what do you guys think of the carnival so far?
I don't like it. It's
why?
Disorganized.
Mm. I think so too. The, yeah. the control of the crowds
and
is
also
putting
the Samba
me
girls.
Off.
I'm sorry, Nyasha. I just cut you off. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Like that Brazilian. It's okay.
I feel like the Samba girls, one, I'm going to show them.
They were
like just, I wanted like 6 or 7 or 8
no,
of
I
them.
Think,
and I needed them to be choreographed, not just waving and just.
They were shaking their boobs in public.
They were shaking because it's bedazzled. So whatever movement you make, the jeweler is going to move.
What if a piece of glitter fell on my face and then, like, let's say
it's
I was.
It's going to fall on your face. You're like upstairs.
Or I mean, if I was down on the ground.
There's security.
Ah, bruh, maybe the shaking.
Why?
Was,
are you serious?
Are you
right now?
Wow.
Maybe she shook off her bedazzled boobie and it fell on my face. And then if I had a wife, she'd ask me, where did you get that glitter? And I'd be like, from Samba girls, but I didn't do anything with her. It came from her boobs, but I didn't do anything with her. I mean, it would be true, but she wouldn't believe it. This is why guys lie sometimes. Because she will tell you the truth, but the story is just on
okay, so let me ask you for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm.
For 2 marks as well.
For 2 marks, like, how would you lie about glitter being on your face, which is about carnival?
Because, yeah, back up and
tell us the lie, not the truth. Tell us the lie.
I was playing with kids.
Wait.
At a Brazilian themed party.
Let's go to about a week.
I don't know if I'm worried, but that your lie could sound legit because he works with children.
Let's go to.
Or I'm worried about the way you know, just like snap.
Hey, I can lie very quickly. Stop it. Let's go to about a week.
Hi guys, this is Z with 909 and the other guys at Capital 263.
All right, about a week ago, what are we talking about today? Runs and Skittles, Chi.
We're talking about nurses.
Okay, we're going to talk about gays and lesbians as well. But I think the first things first is Zimbabwe is going to have voting going on. Wait, I wrote it down. Voter registration is going to be on from the 14th of September 2017 to the 15th of January 2018. His Excellency, the Head of State of Government, the Commander-in-Chief of the Defense Forces of Zimbabwe,
yes,
proclaimed it and put it down on paper, baby.
Like a king. Avangosaya's signet ring.
What you gonna say now?
All right,
nothing. So, I'm super excited about voting.
Are you? Who are you going to vote for?
That is my secret. Why is people? Why are people waving to people? Focus.
They're not waving.
Right. So, sure. So, voting excited?
Yes. It'll be first time.
Z excited?
Yeah.
Have you ever voted?
You know my stance.
Yeah.
I ain't about that life.
You ain't about to vote.
Old enough.
I am probably going to vote, but I'm just saying it's probably not going to.
Did you vote last time?
No.
She was too young.
I was asleep. No, I wasn't.
I thought she said you were slim. I'm like, baby.
I was asleep.
What are you not?
I was asleep. hey, dude.
Shots. Okay.
Yeah. Shots fired.
But anyway, as we always advocating, vote.
Yeah, well,
yes, vote, and let's see what
the only X you should care about is the one you put on the ballot box. These other ones from your past.
The other one that you put in the.
That you just let get the box.
yeah.
What?
If you didn't get it, let it go.
All right.
What else are we talking about in the synopsis today? Okay, so about a week ago, this also happened. I'm trying to open up. See, there's a problem not having a laptop. What happened? Skittles, what happened last week?
She said that we're going to talk about how Namibia changed the law regarding nurses. They're going to stop hiring, recruiting.
It's not just nurses, though.
Mm. Oh, is it not just nurses?
Yeah.
It says health workers, my bad.
Yeah. No. I mean, even just generally. They even stopped recruiting social workers like a few years back.
Mm.
So yeah, but this is now.
People are returning.
Are they really going to return or are they just going to find a different country?
I think the biggest question is whether they're going to return home or not. Is don't you think that it's about time this happened? I know it seems very sad, but don't you think it's about time this happened so that we can actually fix our own country?
Yeah, but with what money? Having them back means that we need to employ them. Do we have the resources to do that?
No.
So what? What are we going
to
do?
Because they should just find another place to go to.
Like where? Sudan?
South Africa, Canada, Kenya, Egypt, Australia. I could go on.
No. I don't know. No, but the problem is, the issue is that each and every country. Gosh. Mona.
Focus, I am listening. I can multitask.
Focus.
I can multitask. I'm a woman.
No.
I am a woman.
Listen, guys.
Are you saying no, I'm not a woman? What are you saying?
Listen, I don't know. I can't verify. I can't verify. I just have to believe you.
Are you saying that I look
half?
No, what
it's 2017.
Yeah, shame. Are you calling me a low-key transgender?
I didn't call you a low-key transgender.
Yes, you did.
I didn't call you a high-key one either. If you are, you're convincing.
I forget how cat and mouse you people are sometimes.
No, cat and mouse is you and
okay, but guys, let's focus. So okay. The idea, I just want to get to the moral of the story here. Right?
Now, what's the story first? We were just breaking down what happened.
The issue is, so the Namibian government has been cancelling Zimbabwean, certain sectors.
Let me help you. Here's the thing. Namibia has stopped re-recruiting or whatever Zimbabwean workers who are in their country. Mm. And so most contracts have not been renewed and they're not taking in new people.
From Zimbabwe?
Why? No, not just them. Mm. But basically other SADC people, foreigners. Mm. Why? Because they're trying to build up their own manpower. So you find that if you're in a supervisory role in Namibia, and you have an underling who's Namibian as well, you get to train up that person. The moment your contract is done, that person is taking over. They are just trying to do what every country should be doing.
Okay.
Growing up their own indigenous people into these big positions and not having foreigners externalizing money. So I don't blame Namibia, but it's also quite sad for us because
a lot of young people have been running to Namibia to actually get employment.
Because it's like a safe safe South Africa.
I hope you guys are okay. Those listeners of us from Namibia, I hope that you do not get fired. You know
no, they talking. Are. I'm just hoping they're gonna
get fired.
I think the backup plan is going to your masters. You know, Zimbabwe side. If you don't get a job, you're going to school.
Yeah, just do school, man.
All right. I don't know. Z, you just straight from college.
Yeah, well, I think I also back up the point of saying I don't blame Namibia, and I think it's a good thing. Although it's sad, I actually have my sisters in Namibia, and
She Ooh. Better not listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
No, she better.
Yeah.
Mm.
Although in other news, right? Mm-hmm. Our, is he a minister? He's a minister, right? Mm. Yeah, so the minister, he said that he's there should be 2,000 jobs created for nurses graduating next year.
I think Mona Lisa is saying, can you stop recording?
Yes, I want to watch something that's
so
going on.
We're just
going
to take a break so that you can watch. Go watch.
Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it.
And now. Capital 263.
Right, Mona Lisa's back.
Yes, I was. I was watching Ja Praiser. And yeah, he has the crowd.
He's doing the most.
Okay. He was even in his African sword, his military attire.
Do you know what? So another person who happens to be a singer, like, I feel like there's like a, I'm going to be a politician running for office starter kit. First of all, you need to get yourself a Facebook Live and a YouTube show. You need to get yourself attached to a political party. And you need to have some sort of background.
And a scandal.
So
preferably would like a sex tape, but not...
We don't prefer it. Because I personally do not prefer to see another man's penis.
But you do.
What?
When they come out, you do.
Watch them.
Yes.
Hell no.
You are the one who came in with that Lumumba story in here.
I didn't come
yes,
in with a sex tape.
Yes, you did.
Though.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone into my phone and seen a sex tape?
Oh, nine.
My phone
is why would we go into your phone?
Okay, but anyway, since we're talking about AC Lumumba, right? Like, he launched a new show on Facebook and YouTube.
Everyone can. Oh, I'm sorry. I was about to throw shade.
So he launched a new show and people went back into his past to look at some of the things. Apparently, he was like a junior MP or something like that in the UK. And one of the things he also was a rapper.
You lie.
I've got bars.
Oh my god.
So let me play those bars and you can tell me what you think. Out of 10, right?
Okay.
How many mics would you give him?
Oh shit.
Right.
No, as Michael? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, right,
cool. Just hold on.
Okay.
Gold tears flowing down my mama's eyes. Taboo tears, money couldn't buy. Seeping through my sister's eyes. My seeping through my girl's eyes. It's a black woman struggle. Turn me up a little. Way before the little man, I bottled forward down, suffer, continue, devil's flows. The woman carrying the sea fills.
Okay, those are AC Lumumba's bars. Okay. I don't know what. I don't know if those watching 60 eyes bars okay. Better than his stroke.
So can I just like for 2 seconds say why, you know, like I just feel like they got high and they're like, I think I can do this.
Do you mean his politics? Do you mean the sex tape? The rap? I want to have him here next week.
Please.
No, not. I want to have him here. No, I want him here on the show.
You know that doesn't really change what the statement is.
Listen, we straight over here. So what I'm going to say is like, I don't know.
You want him here.
Out of five mics, how many mics would you give him?
Like 1.5.
Right? Z?
One.
As a fellow artist.
Yeah, yeah, one.
One mic.
I'm giving one for the flow. He seems to...
Yeah. There was a sense of...
Yeah, he knew what he was trying to do.
I hope that doesn't go for everything in his life.
Today?
I'm not saying. But anyway, so more importantly is the fact that so there's this thing that gays and lesbians in Zimbabwe, I guess.
Wait, are you all already off AC?
You want us to stay on him for too long? What do you want us to do with him?
No, I thought she had like a deeper issue, but okay.
Oh, you did say dig deeper, right?
Some people dare go the way to his failed rap career.
Yeah, the internet never forgets. Hopefully we'll have him here next week or some other week. But anyway, I don't know what else we can do with this story.
Nothing. Let's check it.
It's like, this is rap. Can you can't do anything with it? All right. So here's the question. Gays and lesbians in Zim, how homophobic do you think we are as a country and as a nation? And do we hide behind the disguise of culture and religion to shame homosexuality? This is a question that our producer gave us, and I'll give my unique take on it. So I don't know what you guys think.
Carnival
is loud.
It is very loud, but I'm going to try and talk very nicely so that you can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, yes, as a nation, we do hide behind culture and religion, but that's because that's what we grew up with. That's what we grew up understanding and knowing. Mm. So I don't see why we should really change our point of view just because we want to be all accepting and all lives matter. Mm. Like, yes, I've got nothing, personally, I've got nothing. Like, I'm totally, let's go have a gay best friend and go shopping. Mm. But at the same time, I mean,
no.
Why must we change the outlook of an entire nation? That's just how we are.
Mm. See?
Yeah, I mean, I agree as well with Nyasha, with what she said. And even though it's what we grew up knowing, even if we look at it right now, it still doesn't make sense. So, yeah, I actually really love the Zim culture when it comes to that.
Mm. I mean, Mona, like, I wanted you to give your take after I gave some context of where this is coming from.
Why am I the only one getting this stuff?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, we got this from a site called All Africa, I think, About Africa. And the title is Worse Than Dogs and Pigs, Life as a Gay Man in Zim. President Robert, and I quote, President Robert Mugabe says people like Takunda Amina are worse than dogs and pigs. So daily, life as a gay man in Zimbabwe was never going to be easy. At 24, Amina has already been chased from his family home, forced to marry twice and father three children who ask him tough questions about sex and sexuality. He's been vilified in the national press, snapped at a gay party and rejected as a disgrace by his parents. Not even the best spiritual leaders could cure Amina of being gay. I'm a single father of three and a male sex worker, Amina told Thompson Reuters Foundation. So, I just needed to make you sound like sad, like, you know. I think you want to be talked like theirs, you know, but...
What was that?
No, it doesn't work.
I just trying to add some, you know. But anyway, I'm not trying to shame them or pan... I don't know, Mona.
I didn't know about this person, first of all. Mm-hmm. So he came out in Zim.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a story about, yeah.
He came out and then the president knew about it.
I think how they ran the story was to say, the president says this about people like Amina.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, my first point is probably, Zim is a very, is right now, is like a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
We are very confused and conflicted about where we want our moral compass to
a 37-year-old teenager.
Yeah, basically. Because here's the thing. We don't like any, sexually, we don't like talking about sex. That's the first thing.
We don't want to be a nation that seems to talk about sex.
Yes. Mm. We don't also want to be labeled as a sexy country, which we then brings in those conversations that we've been having for the past week. Mm. Zodwa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people really actually did want to see Zodwa and their underlings dance, right? But at the same time, there was a group of people who did not want to see her because it's Ubuntu, it's against Hunuwedu.
Mm-hmm.
And then if someone actually said on Facebook, could say, it's weird how there was that white party, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And there was that white chick, that chick with no undies, and there was a weird dress, and people tore her down on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But because it's Zodwa, you know why? It was because this Zodwa person is an outside element. She's not one of us.
Mm.
If it was Bev dancing without underwear, best believe her dancing career would have been shut down. So we are confused on that, right?
Mm.
And then let's come to this gay enlistment thing.
Mm.
We do not understand it. We do not like it. We do not want any part of it in our culture.
Because we do not understand.
Because we do not understand. We don't get how Adam and Steve can get together and it makes sense. It's a disgusting act.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then where my problem is right now is it must not then affect the fact that our Ubuntu also says we need to be taking care of each other. We cannot be... We should hate the scene and not the person.
At the same time, not that they're the same level, and I don't want to be, mm-hmm. I don't want people to get it twisted, because I also do not understand. I understand how it may happen, but I do not identify it the same way pro-LGBTIQ people will identify and move or lobby for it.
Yes.
I personally will not lobby
for
it. However, I am totally against
people who
call them, like, not totally against anything, but I'm like, I'm against the idea of hate speech against any human being.
Yes.
Like, against homosexuals, against people who are transgender. I'm against the hate speech against them. I'm against the violence against them.
Yes.
I would not have it in my own home.
Mm-hmm. I would not want it in my own home.
Because of my own personal reasons. And again, these are mostly instructed by, like, my Christian belief, as well as how I scientifically make it logically come down to. So even if I wasn't Christian, I still believe that. I'm a very you do you boo boo when it comes to this. But okay. I will not lie and then stand and say that I believe in the correct.
I think what Ona is trying to say is you can be gay, but I am not going to bash you for it. I'm not going to hit you for it.
Yeah.
But just don't.
Impose it on me.
Yes. Don't try to make it an issue. You know how people will be like, oh hey boo boo, how you doing? And you're like, I'm not comfortable with that. And people call you homophobic. Yeah. No, I'm not. I just don't.
I don't understand it. And I feel like there's sometimes a lot of people who lobby for certain things don't quite understand that the people who are lobbying it to, especially if you're gonna be like, I get that you've been oppressed, and it's sad because some people are killed, and I hate that. I hate every time, and I really hate how the Christian world particularly has tried to deal with homosexuality.
Yes.
They've ostracized them. And when I look at Jesus Christ, and then he says, love your neighbors, you love yourself.
Yeah. He didn't say don't love your gay neighbor. He didn't say don't love your transgender neighbor. He said love everybody.
You know, so I kind of feel like the church has failed to deal with ideas of sexual identity throughout. But I do believe that in dealing with it, it does not necessarily have to say, okay, it's okay for you to be gay. The church will have, it's instructed by the Bible. So they can't change that.
They will say, you are sinning, boo-boo. But Jesus will convict you of that sin.
It's Jesus' job. It's not my job. It's not my job.
I'm not going to. It's like the same way. You can't convince a person that God is there. That will not happen.
You cannot argue
a person into a logical argument with guys. God is there. It's a conviction of your heart. Okay? So we can never say to a gay person, what you're doing is not right. Leviticus, what? Eh, thou shalt not do. No, sweetie. It's okay. It's the same thing. Guys. If you're out there prostituting, right? I cannot argue you into not the best I can do is pray for you, like, dude, Jesus, you need to meet with Nyasha, okay?
So for like 2 marks, could you just like give people a chance to talk?
Yeah.
Chitore
Zina Nyasha.
Chitore Zina, let's talk.
Yeah, you go.
Okay, so I'm gonna go back to like 5 minutes ago when you said,
damn, Nyasha, we're sorry.
Because I've been talking for an hour.
Exactly.
No, you know me and the right second in charge.
I was saying, Uti, you have people who don't, you said that they don't understand what gayness is, right? Mm. And that's fair and fine, we don't understand that. But there's certain other cultural things that we have embraced from other nations, from the Western world, that we've just come to accept because... But we don't understand them. You get what I'm saying?
Like
we
what?
Don't understand. Okay, I'll take, say weddings per se, right? Mm-hmm. Why did we have to adopt weddings as an African people?
I mean, we did have weddings.
Yeah, but they weren't, they didn't have all white the pomp and fuss.
No, but see, the thing is, it's an equal equivalent to something that they were already doing in there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you've had weddings in the essence of wedding celebrations in Africa. The white man comes, oh, you guys have wedding celebrations too? And then we kind of merge them. But now when you look at things to do with sexuality.
Yeah, but we didn't merge them. We seriously just adopted a second thing. Because now, okay, let's take into consideration, this person comes, oh, badaramombe and monies and all the rest of it. That's like 10 grand dropped, janinjan. And now because we like things and we want things that aren't ours, we have to go drop another $15,000 on a white wedding.
Mm.
That isn't really necessary. Mm. There's certain things that are there, like your wife. Mira, this is my time.
I'm sorry. I was just okay.
Just
okay.
Give me my time.
Relax.
I'm sorry.
And then...
Yeah, she's out here with the juice.
I'm just saying that trying to justify people... ostracizing and being against gay people because they don't understand them isn't completely justified. No, it's not.
I mean, okay, then But I'm saying, what if someone came and said, I'm a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born this way. And I'm not saying it's the equal to homosexuality or anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying
it's a sexual preference.
It's a lifestyle idea. Right,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand for the life of me why
you would get horny for a 9-year-old.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Okay,
but I'm saying this because once homosexual gay marriages were allowed in the States, there was a group of pedophiles who said, no, we also want to have a chance. Like, they actually came out and said that as well.
Sorry, if I can also...
But I'm not saying it's oppositely equivalent. No, I'm just saying...
My point
just
was
like,
not...
2 seconds. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mona. Keep I'm gonna... Point. Today, I am like... Now, I have gained
No, it's okay,
strength.
Kuti. Go. Before
yes.
I forget.
I was saying, Kuti, with them, right, it's now a matter of going against the law. You're literally abusing children. People who can't consent to sex.
No, but we're saying, Kuti, the idea is not about the can't consent to them. And it's like, we don't understand. They're convinced that, I know you guys say it's wrong. Just the same way as Christians will tell you that it's wrong for you to be homosexual, right? Mm-hmm. And we, according to whatever system we have in our heads, we think it's impossible for you to have a sexual attraction for someone who hasn't gone through secondary sexual characteristics, mm-hmm. right? Because you don't have boobs. So how in the world...
What
am I attracted to? And someone like, Z has got a penis, I have got a penis. How am I attracted to you? Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. We don't understand it. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not trying to demean anyone who is homosexual by putting you at the level of people who are disgusting pedophiles. But I'm just trying to say that
the understanding
bit is what I'm trying to say, Kuti. On your point of understanding, it's the same thing.
Okay. Wait, one at a point.
Okay. Say it quickly.
Okay, yeah. What I was trying to lobby to Nyasha about what she was saying about it, why we have adopted certain cultural aspects and not others, is I want you to imagine at the time where you were not allowed, your marriage, Yerora, was not seen as legally binding. So in order for you to be able to be identified as a married couple, you had to go through the white man's item. So by the time the second generation or the third generation of colonization or whatever it is came around, it was a normal thing to secretly have Rora done, the secret of the ceremonial done, and then have publicly the church with the priest and the white person. It became a culture of ours, right? Not because we had a choice at that time. We didn't. Okay. We didn't have a choice. Same goes with the whole praying thing, the whole church thing. You were not allowed to do the Mudzimu thing. So you had to secretly do it in the Sango and then Sunday go to church. So that's why you see even now, but at the same time, they're going to church. Okay. So I feel like by the time globalization came, we are sort of at a space where we can now freely pick and choose what we want incorporated into our cultural DNA. Mm-hmm. So we can safely say, you know what? I don't want relaxed hair because it's a product of the white man. I want my natural hair. I don't want it. That can become a culture. I can say I want to wear animal print only. This velvet, whatever, will not work. So now we see Kuti, Kwatiri even Kudara Dara. If the best believe, if they had come Kudara and the gay rights and homosexuality during that time, best believe right now we would be a country of homosexuality. But we are at a point where we are not forced to pick stuff up. So we are choosing to say, no, homosexuality does not work. We do not want it. We don't want that element.
You know, we've got strays today. We've got a whole bunch of young
people.
I don't know.
And I feel like, do they have something to say?
No, they do have something to say. They're
Can
fighting.
They please come say it, Rumbi?
Rumbi
with the cool hair.
Yeah, yes. I wish we would see that.
Rumbi, I don't know. What do you think? I know you've just been listening in, but tell us what you think. Don't be afraid. We don't bite.
What's your take about
homosexuality in Zim? Are we that homophobic? Is it a bad? Is it a good thing? What's your take? Especially people from your generation.
Those Z generation guy.
Okay. What I think. Well, I think it's like more of a cultural thing because in Zim, we've grown like to know that it's not right. Like probably from our parents because I'm a teenager and like obviously you watch movies and you hear on the radio. Like we listen to a lot of overseas things and we think, okay, it's cool, but like I think from a cultural point of view, like from what our parents have said, what our grandparents have said, we've known that it's not right. So there's that aspect, but there's also an aspect of saying we should be open to like other suggestions. But there's also another aspect of like religion and Christian wise where we like read the Bible and we read that no, like Adam and Eve, not yeah, Adam and Steve type of thing. But yeah, I think that's what's up.
I have a question. So you know, would you kiss a girl because it's cool?
Oh, me? Okay, no.
Oh, you'd no. kiss a girl because it's
cool. Would you kiss a girl, Rumbi?
I don't know, actually.
Okay.
Well, it depends on the situation.
It depends with the... You see? No, it depends on the situation.
At the same time. Yeah, because, like, there's peer pressure and stuff. Because you're like, yeah, I bet, like, $100. Or I dare you for $100 to do that. And obviously, you're like, I'll marry one day. And then you, like, you go... But I think, on a moral thing, I'd say no.
Are you straight?
Yes,
you
I
got,
am
You
straight.
Got something to say? Mm. Cool brother, yellow bony, yeah?
Ryan, talk to me. Just get close to the mic. Yeah, just go, just straight into the mic. It doesn't well, matter.
Okay, two things. If, let's just say hypothetically, we all decided, okay, let's all become gay. Mm. How long are we all gonna last? Because now there's no reproduction. Which means that,
you know, there has to be, like, naturally, it is not sustainable.
Yes. Mm. Which means that, therefore, it is
wrong.
Yes.
It is weird.
It is not okay.
It is not.
It does not benefit the human race.
The thing is, I do not want to post out my argument as to why I do not agree with homosexuality.
Why not?
Because I think the most important thing right now is for us to stop violence against other human beings for their choices.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's almost like, it's, when I look at like, from and I guess mine is really inspired by a lot of Christian views. So, Christianity says homosexuality is wrong. Do you know what it also says is wrong? Cheating, lying, cheating on your wife, killing and all that. So we should have the same energy when we're going to talk about this. So I hate it when us as Christians, Z, I think you can testify, and we're going to talk about a song about that a little bit later on. You can testify that a lot of Christians have got bigger wrongs than others. Yes, in the Bible, it is very much vehemently when it's explained, like, to the depraved mind, you know, they're led to their own passions and all that. But honestly, how did Jesus deal with the idea of people choosing their own sins? He did not beat them up, like, except those guys who were in the temple.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
like, that girl was caught in adultery. That lady was caught in adultery. Mm-hmm. He said, go and sin no more. But so, like, from a Jesus perspective, like, as far as I'm concerned, as a Christian man, I will say, do not beat up anyone.
I'm sorry. I just heard this funny item that I heard. Mm. You know those WWJD? What did Jesus do?
Mm. Yeah.
As we should change it to... Jesus would not have gotten himself into this situation.
Like, no. All of a sudden, you're about to take a sex tape. Like, what did Jesus do?
Jesus
wouldn't be here.
Jesus wouldn't be here.
Jesus wouldn't have a cell phone, Baba.
Okay, yes. But I think basically, I feel like the reason why people are going on and on about homosexuality and transgender is because it had been a low key sin. Okay. They've been a low-key lifestyle choice. Mm. And then now, because of TV and whatever, it's slowly becoming something that people who are not comfortable with it have to deal with. Mm. So all of a sudden, I'm now forced, when I didn't know my neighbor was gay. Mm. All of a sudden, he's wearing pink fur, not to stereotype gay people. Mm. He's wearing pink fur, and he's got eyelashes now, and he talking to me like, oh, hey, boo-boo. And you know, now I'm forced. My Christianity is being tested into acceptance. And acceptance is not something, as Christians, we're not used to accepting.
We don't compromise.
We don't compromise. If it's bad, it's bad. But, however, we will watch a Game of Thrones comfortably.
Which is very weird.
So I feel like at this moment in time, what we have to work on is acceptance of people's choices. If a person has made the choice to be a thief, that's fine. But at the same time, if that thief has decided to be a gay thief, that's also cool. If they've decided to be a gay thieving liar, hey, Baba, do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like, you know what, what Christians should do is, like, if you're going to be, whatever religion you are, but I'm just saying because I'm Christian, I do not know a religion which is agreed upon in Zimbabwe which is allowed to kill people. The idea of killing, beating, putting pain.
It's a religion.
All I'm trying to say to all the Christians out there, think about it from this way. Would Jesus kill a person because they decided to become gay?
Would Jesus call someone a fag because they are gay?
I don't know.
No.
Okay. I mean, we need to move on.
I don't think
Z, because when we talk about Z.
Yeah. So am I closing?
Yeah, you're going to give it last leg.
Well, I have to say, interesting views from all y'all. But
it's sad because we're all Christian. Like, it's kind of hard to have a
Christian. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's my time now.
I cast you out in the name of Jesus.
Hey, keep it going. But yeah, what I think is, I feel like it's an issue of understanding, and I feel like the church. I feel like the church. When I say the church, I'm talking about all the churches. I'm not really keen on being associated with that, and I think it's. I won't say it's wrong, but I think we are missing the point. I think we should be actually in front, like in the front lines of actually associating ourselves with that. Not saying we are accepting. We need to understand what Jesus, what Jesus would do about that. And I think the first thing that most churches would do, just imagine a gay person walking in church. I'm sure he would be, chucked out or something like that.
But then we've got,
we wouldn't chuck him out, but we just give him side eyes. Mm-hmm.
It's funny. So it just talks to how judgmental we are.
Yeah,
exactly. So the thing is, the funny thing is, as Christians, I'm probably guilty as well. Mm-hmm. The moment we become Christians, we almost forget that we
used for to us, sin as well.
Yeah, we used to be.
We just used to sin different.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just used to sinning. Cheat and eat and steal and lie covet. I was thinking, would you go to a church with a gay pastor?
I think we should table this. the scenarios can keep coming, and we need to.
I think we need to have a 909 and the other gays.
Gays,
Mona, all right. Sit down.
Well, 909 and the other gays.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We should have we do know gays. We just bring a lot of people, and then we won't tell people which one is gay.
But I would just like to say that title kind of insinuates that 909 is also gay.
Oh yeah,
but I thought we were already insinuating this from the get-go. I'm sorry.
That's good. Guys, you it's know my situation.
The thing again.
Kill it. No, oh my god.
Right, so, yeah, I didn't do the thing again. Okay, let's. I want you guys to listen to the song and tell me what you think, right? Because we're about to get into.
Is that the other one that you made me listen to before?
No, we're gonna listen to
a different one.
Or the first one. One from this new upcoming EP.
Not upcoming. It came
young ones to hear it too.
So those are the same ones.
No, that's not okay.
No, I'd never do that on radio.
No.
Why wouldn't you do on radio?
Guys, I don't even know when I'm going to cut off. Right, I'm going to clap, then we're going to start talking, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4.
That was so awkward. YMCA.
Okay, all right. Listen. So that was Z. That was Z. And
okay, Inina, I never got his full name.
Z?
You said it.
Z, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you here. Z is among
ZFM, Zimondi, Zindoga. What?
You just relegated the guy to like a bar or next to my guy's church.
So
Zindoga.
So Z what? So what?
Okay, but the point is, Z, how you doing?
I'm good.
You make
that's
absolutely,
the point?
Like, no, that's not the point. You make absolutely great music. And I really, really like it. The first song you did was Ndire Gerere, but now I was reading through your bio and I realized that you're just fresh out of college.
Yeah.
Now, first things first, like, are you telling me? I mean, he's one of those.
No, first things first is what's your name, dude?
Exactly. Why do you keep running away from this question?
Okay, what's your name, bro?
Okay, my full name is Ndabe Zinhle Khoza. Yeah.
Uli Ndebele?
Yeah.
But damn.
Oh, so you're about to go from Ndebele to.
No, he ain't. No, he's Shona. Like he's Zulu?
No,
is you happy?
He could be like a different type of Nguni. You could be Zulu.
No. Okay, well, Khoza is Zulu, but I'm Ndebele.
Hey.
No, but like.
Tell us, name, age, what else?
She
status.
Is totally making on you for someone else.
Jeez.
I said for someone else. But Z looks like, we said this before the show, Z looks like
a Pentecostal player.
Wow.
Z looks like the type of guy who you'd not want your girlfriend calling Brother Z at church.
Like, guys, who has the offering basket? Brother Z.
Like, you wouldn't want that. All right, because
why?
Z has got a beard, the beard gang beard. He's got Dolce & Gabbana specs. He's got a cool voice.
He's like in all black.
He's dressed up nicely.
And his shoe game is on lock as well.
You know,
yeah.
And I know someone who knew he was going to come to the show was like, he is cute. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do with that information?
Well, you just plugged it in there. So
ladies, according to some girl who's out there who knew he was coming on the show, they say that he's cute. So you might want to like download his
But video. Then the dictionary of cute, okay.
I know, we're not going to go there. Like, but, see, welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
How did you survive MSU? Being an artist... Good music.
Suddenly, like, your rating just went from a 10 to a 4.
You did not get any tales from MSU. Confess.
No.
So you did not. Well, you absolutely did not have sex ever since you're in first year.
Gladly, I will say no. I didn't
have sex at MSU.
Yes.
You could have had sex at
and
MSU.
The
I was gonna say.
Where'd you go? And just to clear it up, I've never had it ever.
Ooh, see the virgin shout out.
These
are the men that we want. Yeah. Virgins. People who have never had a taste of vagina.
Oh goodness. That was
escalated
real quick.
My point is that his point has not got to any point. You know what I mean?
Well done for that, for keeping your virtue. Because MSU can be a very
dangerous jungle.
But how did you keep your virtue at MSU? Guys, it kind of sounds like we're saying MSU is a bad place. This happened at every college, but MSU, you made your name for yourself. You made a name
for
yourself.
NBA, you'd be like LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just saying. You seem to be like Steph Curry, but you're like LeBron. All right,
so how did you remain a virgin at MSU?
I would say...
Remain, like it's a task.
The task gets real fast.
The first thing that you need to know. Right. Well, firstly, I would say the main thing is it starts at home. So that in as much as... Wait.
Yeah.
Hold up. By that I mean I have my parents, my family to thank for like the environment you grow up in. It's usually just because what I've found is even with some of my mates, like classmates from school, the majority of the people that would go astray are people who were not necessarily in a good like.
And a family that
like a good
that sounds like such a celebrity. You know when celebrities get asked, "Why are you so down to earth?" I'd be like, "Oh, my family,
it's my family." Yeah,
I'm gonna ask.
So, would you have open discussions with them, like, guys, temptation?
No, not really. But I'm just saying,
real.
Like,
I watched porn and I was like, you know, like, I'm a virgin, but I did masturbate. Like,
no, not like.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, morals, dude. Like you. My parents have never. They
Wait,
never.
Wait, so are
talk
you saying?
Me.
Wait, let him finish.
Hey,
finish.
Kay.
Like,
hey,
just relax. Thank you. Okay, like my parents, I don't think we ever had. Yeah, we never had a conversation where we're like, okay, you know, you're going to, you know, to college, so just be careful, you know, type of thing. We never had that conversation because they didn't. We didn't need them. They didn't expect it from me. Okay. So it's a place where, like, my parents are really like they're those kind of people who can know about something even before they know about it. You know what I'm saying? Like when you come back from school, they kind of know
like I want to smell your fingers, boy. Where are they?
You know, type of thing. So
for a reason.
So I can say, growing up. You know, and this is not necessarily to say even just about growing up in a Christian family. It's just the morals, you know, the morals that we grow up in. They just make you the person you are, you know.
Saka, what are you saying about the other 68% that is at MSU has been indulging in these sexual activities? Are you saying their morals are not as strong as yours?
Evidently.
I was never ready.
I'm gonna ask one of us, Rumbi, how old are you?
I'm 17.
As a 17-year-old girl, right, when you hear a guy who is 20 or 24?
Three. 23.
Done with college, yes, and he says he's a virgin. Do you look up at him and say, like, I want to be with this type of guy in future? Like, no, I'm not saying that.
On the spot.
Like, I just want to ask, like, what's your view of 24-year-old virgins as a 17-year-old girl?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
General.
Honestly. General.
Tell us. Nothing bad. Because it's, like, with the people now, and, like, it's actually a really good thing. I would appreciate it.
So you would appreciate Z?
Yes, because basically, he's not a part of the team where they're like, I've grown up, now I want to be, like, diving into the pool. Because, look, we're, like, I feel like so many people, like, watch so many movies and they're like, high school, and then we, like, lose virginity and whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's actually, like, it's a good thing. Like, it's I appreciate impressive. It. Exactly. So because,
And if he gets 31 and is still a virgin, would you still be cool with it?
Nah. Listen.
That's too.
Wait. There's like, I don't know if you guys have watched the movie, or like there's a movie along the lines of 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, there is.
Right?
Yeah.
So it depends on your own personal.
I know we're asking you, guys, sweetie.
Yeah, like, okay.
Would you appreciate a 40-year-old virgin?
If he's not married, yes.
Okay.
I do appreciate it. If he's married, then that would be kind of weird.
Like, you're married, but you're a virgin.
Ruby, thanks for that.
That'll be weird.
But let's talk about the idea of...
Why are you not asking all these guys also?
All right, let's
no,
go.
No, we're not going to ask you if you appreciate Z. I'm just saying.
You don't have any entertainment value.
That would be good. Yeah.
No,
I want to ask them, do they aspire to be 25-year-old virgins? Or is that too late of a question to ask?
25 now.
All right.
You keep getting older.
Yeah, I keep getting older.
It's the beard.
Just get close to the mic, Ryan.
Okay. I actually feel like the way that we are now in 2017, actually, like, let's say we're all having a conversation, a random group of people.
I was hoping you're going to say, if we're all virgins, what is going to happen to the population?
No, we're all having a conversation. And then we're all very candid about what has happened to us. I feel like for those people, for those of us that are virgins, if you were like, I'm a virgin, most people would be like, okay, that's weird. What's up with you? Mm. Like, what? Like, they act, it's actually like, you're the weird one now.
Yeah. If you're a virgin, definitely. Yes. That's how society is.
So,
imagine not being a virgin.
So do you aspire to be weird?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Okay.
I prefer that because
weird is the in thing now. Look at the rappers that we like.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't comment on this one, please.
Hey, I'm a virgin again. Relax.
We have another member. Who's going to answer?
This person, who is what his name is? Your mom is definitely going to listen to this show, you guys. We've got.
See, you shouldn't have said that.
I'm joking. She never listens to our shows. Otherwise, Nyasha wouldn't have been allowed here.
That's not true. I'm a grown woman.
Do I aspire to be 25 years old and a virgin? To be honest, I feel like
he wants the virgin.
Yeah, he's gonna be real.
This
I like
wants,
it.
This one wants vagina.
It's going to be real.
Talk. Come, talk.
Watch it.
This one wants punteng, I swear. Come, talk.
I think the thing is, it depends on where I'm going to be at 25 years old.
So you're saying if you're in an old boys university, definitely you'll still be a virgin?
Oh, yeah, of course. You see, I'm not going to push for the situation to happen. That's true. I'm going to try avoid it.
But if it happens, it happens.
I don't.
It does happen. I'm not going to be like, okay, no, get off of me. No.
Let's go back to Z.
Your mom shouldn't listen to this.
Let's give it.
He's very open to encounters.
Listen, if it happens, man's chasing for the nana is a sin. But if it falls on your lap, it's a blessing. Right? That's his take on it. But I think stay away. Stay away.
Okay, I'm going to ask the next question.
To Z.
Basically, you started music in high school.
Music.
Yeah.
Yes, because that's what he does.
Yeah,
that's
why
he's
here. Yes.
Yeah. I think, could you give us a young, brief history, and then I'm going to pick on you.
Okay. That is intimidating. Okay, fine. Yeah, so I started.
Not as intimidating as your first time is gonna be.
Hey
guys.
Like we left that behind. Like we
you kind of left that. You've never had it.
Oh man. Ah.
I am so sorry that you're going to be subjected to this for the rest of the show, probably.
I'm joking. No, I envy you. I wish I was like
did,
you.
I did not high-five you just now. No. So I actually started in primary. Mm-hmm. I was in a choir, and of course, like a choir, anyone can be in a choir.
At convent, you can't.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I couldn't be a choir in convent for all, like, I don't have the requisite reproductive organs to be there. But anyway, keep going.
Funny.
You are not.
Okay, fine. Then I went to, of course, I went to Prince Edward, and yeah, it was amazing because coming from primary, I had a lot of, I was more into sports than music. Then when I went to Prince Edward, I kind of was exposed to that music department and everything, and that's where I found myself pretty much, you know. And yeah, I totally dropped everything. I dropped sports. I dropped every club that I was in for music. And I just grew from that. So I was in the jazz band, pop band, marching band, choir.
All the bands, basically.
Yeah, and I was music vice captain 2012. Yeah.
So just before,
music vice captain.
Before getting to the next
bougie schools.
Yeah, the vice captains for music. The only thing we had for music was a choir master. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, that's how sad your schools were.
Yes, tell them.
You're shaming MSU kids, and then you're shaming our former schools. You need to chill, right?
You guys had like music as a club. We have a department, you know. Okay, I'm talking about.
This is why you're doing
high school musical.
Wait, this is why you're doing insurance at MSU as opposed to music? I don't know, like, you know.
First of all,
it's okay,
we need to
don't
stop.
Be emotional about you.
We need to stop bringing these bougie kids in this place. But we need someone from a few, we need these people.
No, but
to dilute the bushiness, okay? Because it's now like 5-2.
But can I just say we had Mox the other day?
Who?
Mox,
he's
from Azoe.
Moma Zoe is like low key bougie, but not really. You know,
it's Sarah
kind of.
Just didn't make it, but
it was at the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where the bougie kids who actually wanted to get
that Murewa High School. Murewa High School.
All right.
Ain't no Bradley.
Before we get there, I want us to talk about this particular song that shot you to fame. And
how is it fame when I don't know him?
Mona!
Hey, he's been throwing shots at my kind.
All right. We're going to listen to a bit of the song. And I want to talk a little bit about it because it concerns a lot of things that affect us as Christian people. Or affect everyone generally, whatever belief you're from.
Yeah.
This is that Abstack chick, Miss Mona Lisa, and you're listening to Niona and the other guys on Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it.
My face is so bright, but my heart is dark. My voice is so sweet, but my heart is sour. My words are convincing, but my heart is uncertain. Is it my heart?
In this particular song, you talk a lot about how, as people, like I think a lot of people who are from the Christian faith will understand this, going to church on a Sunday, but knowing exactly, Kuti, you were doing this and this the night before, or just you're at church, you are there physically, you are there, but mentally you are still twerking, all right, or being twerked on. There's nothing wrong with being twerked on or twerking.
Okay.
No.
But it all has to be at the right time, in the right space.
In the right institution.
In the right institution.
I wonder.
Like,
what
I mean, you can practice twerking in the mirror. You can dance. You can.
My point is,
right? Mm-hmm. The idea of the song. What made you write that song in particular? What had you gone through to kind of say, I'm fake in the inside? And that, because it resonated with a lot of people. What, you know, brought that on?
Yeah, it was. First of all, it was amazing how so many people related with the song. But yeah, I can say it was personal. And for me, it was just what I was going through at that time. And for me, it was basically how church becomes something that you it's sort of like there's a Christianese kind of thingy going on, you know, with church. You know, you rock up a church, you know, everything looks cool and everything, and look like the super Christian, you know, if you're serving and all that. And everything becomes a routine, basically. But when you go back into the week, really, you're as shallow as, I don't know, as a non-Christian, you know. So I think a lot of people related with it differently. Like, I can see you related with it differently. Like, I don't know,
I
clearly the twerking got to you.
Yeah, but
didn't it?
There's a particular scripture which says that.
Did you just say particular?
Yeah.
Like particular. I'm sorry. I'm.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Particular.
I get you.
That song.
Yeah.
I love your particular.
Exactly.
Yes.
There's
a scripture in particular.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not in that song.
Not in the song.
You need to enunciate it.
It says particular. That it was Jesus saying that they worship me with their lips and not their hearts. Mm-hmm. So it's also like something that inspired that song, you know, that, you know, sometimes we don't get real with God. You know, he becomes, and I think it's also with what we go through as we grow as Christians, you know, we kind of address Jesus as, you know, when you end your prayer, you're like, in the name of Jesus, you know, we kind of view him as someone who's there. We can't say in your name, Jesus, because it's not personal. So it becomes a routine kind of thing. So it never really goes down into the heart, and you can't really worship him from the heart. You know, it's just...
So, he's preaching now.
Now he's preaching. Yeah, he's definitely. Yeah. We brought him here because we need some cleansing in this room.
Clearly.
No, but I think I totally understand that. But no, as a young Christian man, like doing music and preaching that message, you know, and all that. I mean, like, we are all not perfect. I totally get it. But how do you think people should be able to connect with... I mean, we're born sinners. You know what I mean? Like, we're flawed beings from the very beginning and whatever. How do you think we can get to a point of reconciling ourselves and stuff that we do to a position where... You say, you know what, I'm wrong. I need to get that saving. I need to not feel like this anymore. How do you get there?
I think that's a good question. And I think it's a question.
Hey, bruh.
No, it's not about you. It's not about you.
Exactly.
I think it's a good question. And I think it's less about what we are able to do. It's less about what we should do, if I may say, but it's more about what God can do, you know. So most of the times because we have been backsliding, we've been going astray, sometimes before we go back to God, we're like, let me just fix this about my life first, then I'll start being back. Serious, you know, of which that is the first mistake, you know. The first thing that we should do is actually go to him, you know. But because as well, I keep on going back to, you know, what we grew up knowing. Some of the churches that we're in, they've kind of created this thing where, you know, if you go astray, then you're unclean, you know, like we saw you on Friday, you know, type of thing. But yeah, so the first thing I'd say is to be personal with God, because when he becomes a father, it's difficult to relate with him. He's supposed to be your father, you know. Ooh, my father. Nice. You know, so yeah, just know him. It's actually interesting. We're going through that with some of my friends from church last week. It's some deep stuff, man.
It is, man. It is.
And sorry, with this new Mona, would you say that with this new EP, you've grown that relationship with God from that stage that you were when you released and did a Gerere? I mean, I'm personally enjoying like the dancier stuff.
The title, what's the name? It's
Sizo Chaiva Anati. I can say I've like personally I've grown and yeah, people are loving it. So people are kind of confused about my genre because people are like, you say you are a gospel musician, but
this sounds like it's a party song.
Yeah, it's a party song, you know. Mm-hmm. But to me, that's the thing. I'm not. Wait, relax. I see you itching. Okay, just after this. For me, I'm a gospel musician in the sense that I sing gospel, but in as much as the gospel is about Jesus, it's a song is not gospel because it says Jesus, right? So music that music can actually just be instrumental but be gospel, you know. So, you know, David, you got your David, he was a minister, not because not necessarily because of what he said, but because of what he played, you know. So music ministers, just the music in itself. So for me, singing about all my songs, all the songs from the EP are inspired by scripture. I can give you scripture for the track Sizojaiva Ngathi. It's a track that comes from Psalms 103. I think it should be verse 15. In as much as the context of this of the verse is talking about how God's love is unending, as I was reading it, I just got a glimpse of how our days are actually numbered, you know. And we need to make the most of our current days, our current situations. So the song basically talks about that. It talks about making use of what you have at that time, and just making sure you love people. You do all the right things, because you never know, you know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow and everything. And it's the same goes with the other song. The other song is explicitly gospel song called Go Away. And the other one
that does not
no, like it's not saying go away Jesus guy, it's saying go away. It's a song that if you listen to it, when I wrote it, I was going through something, and it talks about how, you know, sometimes we focus on this voice that comes, you know, this voice is just like, you failed so many times, you've just like this negative voice, you know. And if you look at was it Peter who walked on water, mm-hmm. like when Jesus was like, yeah, you first walked, right? Then the Bible says that when he started looking at, you know, what was happening around him, that's when he kind of started drowning, you know. Yeah. So the song talks about that, you know, how we sometimes focus on the bad things, you know, and we don't focus on Jesus alone. Yeah. And the last song is Masibamba Nini. It's a song that talks about unity pretty much. And
I'm sorry, what exactly does Masibamba mean?
Masibamba Nini.
Don't say that in the club. Ngati Batane.
Ngati Batane. Yeah.
Oh, Nai, you were so gospel a few minutes ago.
No.
Pick a struggle, Baba. Is it twerking or God?
You can actually twerk for your husband.
Nah, are you? You have a husband.
You're not.
No, I'm saying. When people get married, I think they can twerk for each other.
That sounded wrong.
No, but Masibamba Nini, like,
It talks about unity.
Sorry.
You touched on
it. Her hand was up and she was shut down before you.
Yes. What do you think of Mudiwa Woods' music and message?
Yani.
Me.
No, God.
Well, I've never listened to his music.
Never. Even the 10 out of 10 one that is constantly blaring in the combis.
No. Maybe I know it, but I don't know it is so.
That was a very politically correct way of just having my question, but okay.
I mean, I really like this dude's music. I really do. I feel like it's an EP that you need to go get. It's on SoundCloud as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Three tracks, and even some of the songs that are on his SoundCloud page. Mgarindire Grey, which was ZFM top 10 for like, I don't know how many weeks.
Yeah, about you know, 20 plus. Yeah.
20 plus. You know, he was killing it on ZFM. I've seen a couple of interviews in BBC Radio, Lister.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're famous.
Oh, you just don't know the you know the ratchet people. You know the guys who aren't virgins.
Ooh, shots fired.
Okay, first of all, Unai, the reason why you have me on this show is because I know those people. I know people, okay? So you better shut it down before I cut Mona off Lisa. Your connections. But anyway, I didn't know. I didn't know. No, honestly, when we came to this interview, I didn't know. And if your music, I didn't know your name. We had a guest named Dizzy. And I honestly thought it was a girl. But, yeah, and because Onai wrote it in a flowery way. And you know Onai.
At least I got a beard.
Yeah.
I'm not the one who wrote it.
Yes, you did.
No.
But anyhow, I sampled a couple of your tracks and I really liked the sound that you have and the music. It feels really positive and great. And I'm definitely going to share it with people who know people.
Thanks.
Who can maybe save the ratchet souls who are not virgins.
Why? You?
I'm not virgin shaming.
Yeah, so yeah, she's yeah, like, yeah, looking definitely. At you, like, so definitely, no, yeah, yeah, that's good. So we can get your music from SoundCloud.
Yeah, well, why don't you just shout out like your the places?
I am going there. When
oh, sorry.
Sorry, yeah,
Z, please. Mas nin. You need it, Baba. You need it.
So where can we get it? Like explicitly.
iTunes, SoundCloud.
Mm-mm, we
YouTube.
Don't do iTunes.
You better pay for that music.
Yeah, you better pay
SoundCloud?
For it.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud, YouTube.
So I just go on iTunes and just say Z?
Yeah, not just Z. Yeah,
but you're just saying you just go on iTunes and as if.
Yeah, that's the first step.
Okay, and the
then
second
you look
one.
For the search bar. Then you click on it. Okay, yeah, so SoundCloud, YouTube, Z Koza, ZIEKHOZA.
Yasha, did you get that? You might need to forward it for me on WhatsApp.
See, my friend, me, I knew. I knew him. I've seen him grow. Like, I've seen, like, it's been really amazing. It's an amazing journey seeing someone you know grow to be.
It's like, I know him. See him, like, ah, I know him.
Exactly. Like, you know, I knew him. But it can't get out pipe, babe. Like, we watched it grow.
Okay, no, that's good. You know, I think your social media pages?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. ZIEKHOZA, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah,
you better get on the Twitter.
I'll revive that. Yeah.
No, Z's been an absolutely amazing. Tell me that.
Yeah, he cool people.
I was like, I don't want to ask him too many.
He's not upstack. He's not an upstack Christian.
You mean stuck up?
No, upstack.
Oh, okay.
Stuck what up, does that upstack. Mean?
I don't know what upstack means. I know stuck up.
Go Google.
I know stuck up as well. What is upstack?
I know. When I hear you're alone.
No, guys. You are alone. Make a Google.
Please click the search bar.
Okay. Explain yourself.
No, but no, we have maxed. I don't know.
Do you really want to know what upstack means?
Yes.
It's when you have a stick up your...
Okay.
Yes.
But that's also stuck up.
No.
That is what stuck up is.
Mona, just
guys,
take the L.
No, I'm not. What L?
You're being upstuck right now.
No.
Okay,
no.
But
upstuck.
This is not about us. Uh-uh. Listen.
You say stuck up, I say upstuck. It's fine. It's cool like that.
It's like you do you, right?
Yeah, it's like you do me. Let me be my own verbal gayness. Upstuck.
It's not you do me.
It's good to that. All right. Yeah. But
why
like,
did you take it there? Oh,
no, you said you do me. I'm
no,
like, no, I'm
you
not.
You did, actually.
You did.
No. Okay,
you see, you were wrong.
Wrong.
Just like
no,
you're wrong about stuck
no,
up.
No, upstuck. Upstuck.
Anyway.
As argument, sorry, with someone. And we're me naming animal names, right? Like from A up to Z. Don't ask me why we're
did doing. You find a Q? What's no, a Q?
Q back. No.
So we first did it with countries, right? And we got to Cuba. She was like, Cuba. No, she said,
I hope you are not putting me in the same class with that person.
No. No, but I'm saying, no, actually I am. So when you got to I, right? When you got to E, I said iguana, right? And I said it with so much confidence. I actually spelled it right. And like I was like, Google it, right? And she's like, dude, I was laughing.
This is that facetious thing again.
The facetious thing. But anyway, Koza, Baba, Nyabonga, Sibiruktu, we are show here too, Unayuna and the other guys. And I'm truly grateful. Your music is amazing. I'd like everyone to go and get this EP. It's called Sizojaiva Nat.
Angati.
We're going to dance like.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like Sizojaiva Nat. Yeah. Bitch, didn't know that.
I did tech. I'm sorry.
Like, we're going to dance like. So I really would really, really like us to all download the music. Let's get more of those plays, buy his music on iTunes and get him all those handles. It's been Nana and the other guys.
Yeah.
We really wanted to talk about the 9-year-old girl and we wanted to have Katswe Sisterhood phone in, but maybe we'll do that next week because this is still a big issue.
What
so
is wrong with
I'd like to, on behalf of...
What is it? Do you not know...
Hold on, guys. I want to finish the show nicely, guys.
Sorry.
I'd like to say thank you to... Rumbi and Ryan just left and
Kudzi.
These kids came. I think they're like Noob Nation Junior. Gonna have them host a whole show.
She bowing and stuff. Yeah, she bougie like a sister.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if you guys want to shout out your social media handles. Like where you guys are, they don't know. their parents do not know that they've got Twitter accounts and Facebook. But anyway, yes, where will find you Mona Lisa on Facebook?
Mona Lisa Chishato, Facebook. Miss Mona _263 Twitter and Instagram and crosslifestyle.wordpress.com.
Great blog. Read it. Don't you have a vlog as well?
I do, but see the way my consistency is set up.
It's upstuck. All right. Nyasha, where can we find you? You dropped the wrong thing. You dropped the mic, not the headphones.
You can find me on Facebook, Nyasha Natasha Tembeza, and you can find me on Instagram, Nyasha.Tembeza, Twitter, Nyasha_Tembeza.
All right, my name is Onai Online. Find me everywhere on that handle. This is 99, the other guy.
Except on Facebook.
Join the Noog Nation group.
Yes.
And we've got an amazing thing that we might be doing, hopefully. And just keep watching for that, all right?
No, sorry. I'm sorry. If I can just... Yeah. We are doing a something awesome. We're giving away a free ad to a listener who's got a small business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Side hustle things.
So you've got a side hustle and you want your show to be listened to by I don't know how many thousands of people.
Mm-hmm. I sell stuff.
You sell stuff. Come, you hit up Nyasha. Join the Noog Nation group and hit up Nyasha.
Exactly.
And she'll show you how to do it. Koza, Ngiyabonga Sibili, thank you very much. Thanks, and man. Guys, check you out next week.
Bye.
And now. Capital 263.